Chapter 10, Irish Food and Drink. Barmbrack. Barmbrack is a type of baked dough. It is sweeter than bread, but not as rich as cake. It has got raisins in it, and people eat it toasted with butter. Traditionally at Halloween, people bake barmbrack and put various symbolic items in it. These items include a pea, a piece of a stick, a piece of cloth, a small coin and a ring. It's the same idea as a fortune cookie. If you receive a piece of barmbrack with one of these items in it, you know what to expect in the coming year. If you believe it, that is. The pea means you aren't going to marry in the coming year, but the ring means you are. The stick predicts an unhappy marriage. The coin promises good fortune, but the piece of cloth is a sign of bad luck. Today, many people also buy commercially baked barmbracks with toy rings baked inside them. Dulce. What's your favourite snack? Crisps? Chocolate? Well, in Ireland, a popular snack food is dulse, a form of dried seaweed. People usually dry it and sell it as a snack food in seaside towns. Some people eat it dried and uncooked as a tasty, salty snack. Although a dying tradition, others pick their own dulse and eat it directly off the rocks. But you must make sure to shake out all the small snails, shells, and any other creatures you may find inside the leaves. Dulse has got a high protein content and is a great source of minerals and vitamins. People also use it to add taste to their cooking. Potato dishes, champ and boxty. Do you like potatoes? Then you'll be very happy in Ireland, because most everyday dishes have got potatoes in them. Champ is an Irish dish made by combining mashed potatoes and chopped spring onions with butter, milk, salt and pepper. It is simple and cheap to produce, making it a favourite everyday dish even today. The word champ now appears in everyday language in Ireland. If you say somebody is as thick as champ, you mean he is stupid, and to be as ignorant as champ at a wedding means to be awkward and out of place, because nobody serves champ at a wedding banquet. Boxty is another very popular dish in Ireland. It is grated uncooked potato mixed with cooked mashed potato, egg, milk and flour, and then fried. Boxty is so much a part of Irish tradition that there are local children's rhymes about it. For example, Boxty on the griddle, Boxty on the pan, if you can't make Boxty, you'll never get a man. Irish coffee. One cold winter evening in 1942, Joe Sheridan, the head chef of a restaurant in Foyne's Port on the Irish coast, made cups of coffee for a group of American passengers. Sheridan added whiskey to the coffee to warm the passengers, and then he put cream on the top. The passengers asked, "Is this Brazilian coffee?" Sheridan answered, "No. It's Irish coffee." The idea was born, and now everybody knows about Irish coffee. Today, Shannon Airport in Limerick stands near the original site of Foyne's Port, and there is a plaque there commemorating the invention of the first Irish coffee. Irish whiskey. The word whiskey comes from a Gaelic phrase meaning water of life. Irish whiskey has a distinctive taste. It was once the most popular alcoholic drink in the world. Even Queen Elizabeth I liked drinking it. But it became less popular in the late 19th century as other drinks became more fashionable. Since the 1990s, Irish whiskey has started to become more popular again, and today there are 7 distilleries in Ireland. Guinness. Guinness is one of the most popular beers in the world. Irishman Arthur Guinness started to brew beer in 1759. In 1886, Guinness became a public company and started to sell 1,140,000 barrels a year. This was a surprising figure because they refused to advertise or give discounts. The brewers make Guinness from water, barley, hops and yeast. They heat the barley and this gives Guinness its dark colour. Several different varieties of Guinness exist and some varieties are only available in particular areas of the world. But Guinness is always associated with Ireland.